page. Okay, no page. The second to the last paragraph in Yiras Chet. Ah, we're almost finished Yiras Chet. Now, how about maybe we should start Yiras Chet. By Zel in Yiras Chet, Shazam Marish has a Muna Chushis. He has a Muna Chushis means tangible. A tangible Amuna. Shemargish Shavera Hu Eish Serefis. He understands and feels an Avera is fire. To my Shemasapran al Agra, Shevadusa Noga Meshavas Mikavana Bamuksa in his olive. By mistake, the Gra touched Muksa, he fainted. He's like, put his hand in fire. By mistake. Yeah, but it hurts. To the Gra, an Avera was fire. Obviously, I don't know. It just said, I can't answer the question. I wasn't there for the story. That just shows the Erlamdom. He touched it, didn't move it. Do you know what I mean? To the Grah, getting near Muktzah, like, I didn't put my hand into fire. I just touched the fire. You know what I mean? That's a Lamdi Shikasha on an emotional story. The story they say between the Litvak and the Chassid by Rabbi Anisim and Azil. Right, the Gemara says Rabbi Anisim ben Azil, when he learned, a bird that flew on top of him burnt. Right, so Chassid says, "Wow, we mamish the kedusha." And you should, was he chayiv in hezek? Was he not chayiv in hezek? You know what I mean, it's how you look at a story, right? V'chol ma'ashir eschet gedayi liyaser zem ha'aresh manasa gedayi liyaser. The greater his year eschet is, the greater his amuna is. The more you're afraid of chayt, that means it's real. You really believe it. It's not just theoretical. Yeah, Yiras Shemayim. Yeah. Yiras chayt shows that your Yiras Shemayim is tangible. Yiras Shemayim Gdayel Yaiser is that color Adam. He believes it up here, but he doesn't believe it down here. Can't be matzliach who rochek makadosh baruch hu. Chol ma'asher adam kar greitzer kadosh baruch hu. Yom makadosh baruch hu kar ve'elov. The Rebbeinu Shlom is closer to him. K'mashalom ha'kayir Hashem l'chol kayirav. Meaning, chol ma'asher adam mitzrachik k'mishar me'avera. K'negazeh shayim b'maitzim in hashamayim. The more you stay away from averis, the more shmira you have in hashamayim. Shlo yikashel. You won't be mitzol. U'kamidas yirasa yipachdai. The more careful and fear you have in avera, k'negazeh yishmarayu. Hashem will watch you. Come on, should write a little mice and behold, daily Yisrael, behold, toy, bedar. Adarein uzeh. Even our generation, that people who are careful, the Rebbeinu Shlom watches them from Averis. Mishi Yerasa Chalushakach. I'm sorry, Mishi Yerasa Chalushakach. When it was a weak Yerah, Kam Shemrasim and Hashemayim, all of Bederach Zeh. So they watch him weekly. Mavadi, all of the Kosha, behold, Mine Yisur, Mechman, and Luslan. Right, he's referring to the Gemara Chulin that HaKadosh Baruch Hu washes tzaddikim not to eat anything crave, even by mistake. Right? Not a regular person, a regular person, people that watch themselves very much, the Rebbeinu Shlom watches them as well. The way a person acts, that's how he acts to him. Why should they watch him? He's left over to all happenings. He won't be able to retain his Torah. The greater is Yiras Chet, that's why Chazal, Fligu means they talked a lot about, I don't know exactly what English word it is, but in your Yiras Chet, in your Yiras Chet, what?
That's why they put so much emphasis.
Thank you. Okay, I've got to find my place. Yeah, we're up to Darash. We're up to Daf Lamed Aleph, Amad Aleph. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, sixth wide line. Right, we're up to the sixth wide line. Darash from Chinen Abba Papa. A b'chinen about Papa Darshent. Bo, ma'idach sev, oysu g'daylas anein cheker. Some does greatness until there is no comprehension. When the flies and wonders and a misbird is no count. Bo reish loy kemidas HaKadosh Baruch Hu midas basav adam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not act like humans. But midas basav adam, a person, nois and chayfetz b'chamas, he puts an object into a chamas, is a chemes, I don't know what he calls it, a flask, tzrura that's tied, upir l'mayla and the openings on top. And even after that, he puts it in a flask, the opening's on top, it's not falling out, and it's tied, still sabik mishtamer, sabik and mishtamer. There's no guarantee that it's safe. However, Yilak HaKadosh Baruch Hu, saru uber b'megisha, he creates the fetus in the womb of the woman. It's not like he puts it in. It's there. In there. Psucha, that the woman is open. It's not like she's tied. Upiyo mata, and her opening is downwards, where gravity would cause the baby to fall out. Umishtamer, and it stays there. Look how the Rabbeinu Shlom defies the laws of nature. Obviously, he created the laws of nature. He doesn't have to defy them. Davarachar, Adam Leitzel Cheftov L'Kaf Mizayim. A person puts his objects on a scale, the old-time scales, right? And calls me, you know, the ones they send home for projects in Rosh Hashanah. Kozman Shemachbin, the more it's heavy, Yari Lamata. Then the, whatever that's called, the cup of the scale, goes downwards. B'lakodesh Baruch Hu, Kozman Shemachbin, Havlar Oilu Lamayla. The greater the baby becomes, he rises up in the mother's way. He starts with the mother at Tachton, he moves to the middle, he moves to the top. He defies the forces of gravity because the Rabbeinu Shlom creates all these things. He's not limited by any force of anything. Rashi?
The embryo doesn't exactly move up. It just gets bigger. So
is that what it is? I don't think so. I can't answer that. I always thought that it goes up. And then before labor, it has to come down. And sometimes it doesn't come down. According to you, it shouldn't have to come anywhere. It's there. Right? I was told that sometimes labor, at least by my wife's OBGYN years ago, that sometimes the baby doesn't move down and they have to get the baby to come down to be able to, for labor to really kick in. And so I don't know what it meant by come down, so I understood it with this Gemara, that it goes up. What goes up must come down, right? Yes.
Gemara states down specifically that it goes lower chamber.
Right.
Upper chamber. There is no cognate of which I know that in current OBGYN. As far as the fetus dropping, that's actually not the fetus dropping within the womb, if I recall correctly.
Wow.
What it is, it's the muscles relaxing and the womb going into position.
Again, I think I didn't think the mother at the mother. I'm sorry, mother. I meant that it's really three rooms. I didn't understand it that way. I just thought bottom section, middle section, upper section. That's what I thought. Could be the womb moves up. I don't know. I'm not going to talk.
What happens is exactly as Dr. Harris said, which is the baby expands, and if you take a look at a drawing of what's happening in the woman's inside. Baby approaches 9 months. Everything is placed upward.
Okay. Anyway, right. Dr. Ashi, I love my look. Danny Lau, I'm going to adore the mother elder. Right. Doris Rabbeinu Agvili, my dechsev it says in the pasuk, Oitcha kine al kine froes me roes neflesi. I will thank you, Hashem. I will need help in the exact translation. I can translate it, but not exact. For you have wondrous...
Awesomely, wondrously.
Awesomely, wondrously?
Wondrous.
Nifloi masecha, your deeds are wondrous. V'nafshi yodas ma'id, and my soul knows this very much. Bo rei, shalaykim... What?
3183.
Again, humans and the Rabbeinu Shlom are different. Midas Basav Adam, Adam Naisim Zerayim Baruga, person plants seeds in a row. Kolachas V'achas Oilu B'minai, right? You plant tomatoes, you plant cucumbers, the tomatoes will grow tomatoes, and the cucumber seeds will grow cucumbers. Mila Kodesh Baruch Hu, Tzara Uber B'meisha, he forms the baby in the womb of the mother, the kulam oilam lemin echad, and he takes different seeds, the woman's and the man's, and they combine. and they combine into one. Unlike people that when they plant two different seeds, it's two different things. Here, the two different things, I mean, people can crossbreed two fruits, but I guess regularly, two different seeds provide two different fruits, two different plants, and the Rebbeinu Shlom takes two different seeds and makes it one. Rashi, Dr. Rashi, Hulum Bayin Lemenechon, Zera'ah, the Zera'im, Nasim Briyachas, become one creation. I don't know the answer to that. People can take two half a seeds and plant them together and it comes out something else, yes?
Because that's not the way to think about this. Plants have the cognate of sperm and eggs, and that's the fertilization of the plant, which then now goes to produce one seed. Just as if you were to take two fetuses and transplant them,
they would
wind up with two babies.
I am. Anyway, my turn.
Animals are like this also.
What?
Animals only breed two animals.
Again, he's not saying to exclude animals. He's talking to contrast what we do when we plant and what the Rebbeinu Shlom does when, quote unquote, he plants. Again, Kaviyoko.
Although, what Boruch Moshe said is very interesting at the beginning of the Masechta. When we're dealing with various animals and human fetuses, which have a fish appearance, or, the implication, if I understood the part at all, was that these were a different breed, and they would come from the usual form of procreation.
Again,
that was maybe why they didn't mention animals.
I don't know. I'm not going to speculate. Right. Davar achar. Taba nais and simanim liyira. A person who dies, as in dying clothing, puts two kinds of dyes into one pot. They mix and create a different color, right? You mix certain A and B, you get C. The white and the red stay distinctly apart, which means the white part of the man stays white, and the red part of the man stays red. And it's not shot, they form a mixed color. It means the person's eye is white, right, and the blood is red. It's not like the blood becomes half white and half red, whatever that color, pink, and the eyes are pink, right? The Rebbeinu Shlom keeps them distinctly in the same creation, keeps them separate, which humans can do. Zokta Gemara Vayter, Tava Zok Rashi, Top Rashi, second column. Kamos Hamamonim, Tzorach L'Tzeva Shachar, how many ingredients you need to create black? Klipas Eitz, the peeling of a tree, Tzinas Rechayim Shonafachim, to take the leftover from a blacksmith and grind it, the kamadvarim, the kula nas and shachar, and that creates the color black. Ve'ini yochel l'tzavai b'yayra achas, mishnayim mishloisha gavnim, mishnayim mishloisha mekaymas. You can't mix three colors in and get three separate colors in your pot. Meaning, you can't say, I'm mixing red and white, and the red will stay distinct from the white. It won't. It'll mix. Whereas by a person, the Rebbeinu Shlom puts in two colors and keeps them separate. Zakti Gemara Vaitrim. A kalachat vachat oil l'minoi, I'm sorry, Rashi. Loi v'minayish, v'shocha minayisha. White and dark. Zakti Gemara Vaitrim, Darash of Yosef.
That's one. Can I ask a question?
You can try.
The red and white refer sometimes to the difference, what the father gives versus what the
We just had that yesterday.
How do you have androgynous?
What?
How do they have androgynous?
That the Rebbeinu Shlom made this person get both genital areas of a boy and a woman, a man and a woman.
That's not part of the red and white, then. Okay.
It's not red, it's not white.
Okay.
Right. I mean, there are red and white in it. The bones in it, or if there's bones or sinews, they come from the man, and the blood in it comes from the woman, and the skin. Right. So, why did Rebbeinu Shlom make two? I don't know. I praise you, Hashem, for you have been angered at me. Am I right? Be angry at me? Yashuv Abcha, your anger should turn away?
Comfort?
No, that's the translation. What?
Your anger turned away from
turned away so somebody can comfort me. What is that passage saying? Two people went out for business. Yashav like kites lachad mehem. One of them wanted to leave, and he got a thorn in his leg, which made it impossible for him to walk. So he couldn't go. Hischu mecharef megadav. The reaction was he started blaspheming. He started cursing that he can't go on this huge, profitable business trip. The yamim later on shama shetavis tignosu shechaber beyam. The boat sank. Hischu meidim mishabayach. He starts praising Hashem. Thank you for saving my life. That's why it says, Yashiv Abcha, your anger has, what was the word again, Yashiv? What?
Turned away from
me, and you comforted me. Right. So, that's the part. Number blessed, I don't see ice in the floss with Adai. He does great wonders himself. And Baruch Hashem, Shem Kvaidali Ailam. The Mashal explains, and then when a person realizes that nace happened, he says, praise be the name of Hashem's honor forever.
But how about the other guy who did get a splinter and thanked Hashem and then sank his ship? I mean,
what do you understand? It's such a thing as...
talking about the anger, I mean...
Again, all he's trying to say is... Again. Let's stop. People die. It's a fact of life. A fact of afterlife is that people die. And people, Rachmana Litzlan, suffer Yisurim. And people, Rachmana Litzlan, get killed in crashes and in sinking and in plane crashes. That's, again, these things happen. Why do everybody say makes it happen to certain people? It's because they need it. What he's trying to say is that people think that they're having Yisurim and they don't realize it's for their good. And this is true by all Yisurim. But it's more blatant when you have a story like that, that the guy missed his flight and then he heard that was the flight that crashed. He thanks the Rabbeinu Shlomo for making him miss the flight. Even though at the time that he missed the flight, unless he was the Erlich Yid and said, Rabbeinu Shlomo, obviously you think it's for my good that I should miss the flight. He usually says, you know, I missed the flight, I'm going to lose all that profit, and he gets all upset. And he doesn't realize that it's all part of a master plan. Whether the other guy's plane crashes or not, it's part of a master plan. This is just bringing out the point very starkly, that this can happen. And then a person realizes that it's a chesed, so a person should realize that everything in life, that the Rabbinism is doing things that are good for him, even though he doesn't seem to understand it at the time. Now, can a person at that point say, Baruch Shem Kvayt Nili Oilam? It's very difficult. He has to be holding on a madrega, right? He can't say, right? Reality is reality. He's in pain. Pain is hard to thank Hashem, right? The Gemara says in Pesachim that in Eilam Hazeh we say Baruch Hatayv HaMetiv on good news and Rachmana Litzlan Baruch Dainamis on bad news. When Mashiach will come, we'll be able to look back and say Hatayv HaMetiv on everything. The Gemara doesn't say a person should say Hatayv HaMetiv today on bad news. The Gemara doesn't say that. It's really good news, but he doesn't understand it. He can believe it's good news, but he doesn't feel that it's good news. Nobody says Hatayv HaMetiv on bad news. The Gemara says not to. Obviously, we have to deal the brachas on the reality we have now. We can't say Baruch Atayv HaMetiv on something. We can believe that it's Basharit.
You say Gamzul
Atayv, it's not Baruch Atayv HaMetiv. That's saying you believe that Hashem, a person should believe that Hashem did it for his good. But he can't make a bracha for the good that happened. He can't. The Gemara says not to make that bracha. Yes, doctor.
Pretty much what you're saying, but the Mefarshei Yiv said bring down from Rava Omer Rava that the person is not chayav on what he says in his agony.
Right. Gemara said, Marba Basra.
Thank you very much.
Again, but so that's what he's saying. He's saying is this shows you that everything that looks bad is not bad, and therefore it's for the good. Now, sometimes we see it, and sometimes we have to believe it, but we have to believe it. Rashi. So Rashi, enough to be nishkastalai, ani maydalach. I'm thanking you for being angry. Because now I realize it's for my good. He couldn't go now. He couldn't go. Levadai, who levadai yadei shunes? He knows that he's doing a miracle. The Rabbeinu Shlomo knows he's saving the guy's life. Al balanes ain't a makiroi. The balanes does not recognize that it was an ace. Zokti gemar vayta. Afil le balanes ain't a makir benisa. Yes.
Off the topic of childbirth. I mean, everything else here was.
Well, we went off the topic of childbirth once we started talking about contrast Right. Once we started talking about Oitchak and Ifras Navresi, so we went off and went into the Oitchak Hashem Kianaftabi, only because it's a similar type of pasuk. That's how I understand it. I might be wrong, but that's how I understand it. He says over here, right, he says out of the bottom, that some say it's because it says Oitcha. So when we're talking about one pasuk of Oitcha, which was Negei at childbirth, we just switch to the other pasuk of Oitcha. Zog the Gemara weiter. Darish of Chanina by Papa. My dechsev, I'm going to need help in literal translation. Orchi verivi zevisa. How does he translate? I'm sorry?
You win on my intercourse and my cohabitation.
Fine. Orchi veribi, my relationship, isn't that the same? Orchi and ribi? I mean, whatever that word was.
Cohabitation.
What?
Cohabitation.
Cohabitation and...
cohabitation are two words of the same cognate meaning, which is... Okay,
basically, it's article using his thesaurus, right? Kol Durachai Eskanta, and you established, I think Eskanta means established?
We're familiar with all my ways.
Familiar with all my ways. Melamed, Shaloi Neitzer Adam Mikol Tipa, Elamin Abor Shaba. Hashem winnows the Zera to pick the best one that the woman should conceive that Zera. Zerisa Rashi Arki Tashmish, my Derek Gaber Bahoma. Arki, my way, because the pasuk refers to Tashmish as the way of a man with a woman. Beribi Tashmish Lashon L'Rava. Zerisa Berarta Benapa. You chose it, cleared it, whatever word I'm looking for. Made it clear. What's the word I'm looking for? What? Meaning a tool that separates chaff from good. The Rebbeinu separates the good zera from the bad zera. Now, in the translation of Orchi, Rashi says it means tashmish. The brings a medrash because the Arkhaner is bothered the double lashon. Orchi v'ribi means the same thing. So the Arkhaner says that Orchi is derech nashim. Periods are called the woman's way. And Rivi is the man's Zera. So Orchi v'Rivi, the woman's Zera, which comes from her from the period, meaning from her womb, which a woman's Mazriya, Tchila, whatever that means, v'Rivi is the man's Zerisa, you winnow, you took out the clearer ones. That's how the Arch Lanier translates it.
So the ovaries expel
fine.
An egg, which goes
right.
To yes. So the Zera itself is one Zera, and that's broken up.
No. There's millions of Zera, and one conceives in the woman. Zakti Gemara by turn. Malamid's all right. He's winnowing in a threshing ground. He picks the good and leaves the bad. He's Rabbi Vol, Rabbi Ksiv, but Hazreini Chayo. You to lush what?
Winnowed me for strength.
Has girdled me with strength. One's with an olive, and one's without an olive. Now the truth is, one is the same David HaMelech Shira is said twice. It's said in Kapitul Yudches in Tehillim, I believe. And it's said in Shmuel. If I remember correctly, without looking over here, right, HaMazreini, the olive is in Tehillim Yudches, and the other one is in Shmuel. It said there's a Shira. By David, Hashem has divri hashira hazayis. There's a shira that David said towards the end of his life. It's in Kapitul Yudches in Tehillim, and it's in Shmuel. And there are changes between the two. And Chazal noticed, they always notice, but they concentrate on the changes to say that they're giving us two different messages. So David HaMelech is saying that same line. Akel Hamazreini Chayo Vayitin Tamim Darki. That's the pasuk, and it's both sukkim. One is with Hamazreini Chayo LeMakama Tachriya Kav Mitzachtoi. One is Hamazreini Chayo Vayitin Tamim Darki. It's the same kind of a pasuk. But one has Tazraini with an olive, and one has Tazraini without an olive. What is, what?
It has different meanings.
It could have different meanings. It could have the same meanings, it just had no olive. But the fact that it's spelled differently, tell Chazal that they have different meanings. You purified me, you winnowed me, you took the best Zera, then Zera Stani, you strengthened me. Rashi, Tazraini chaser olive, habaru clear blaz. Bar means clear. Tazreini chaser olive lashon mizra lashon of a winnow. Tazreini lashon chagiras kayach b'maznayim. Girdle me with strength in my loins. Zirasani min habar v'achakach zirastani. Zakti gemar v'ayde darish abavol. Ma'idich siv. This is written by Bilam in Parshas Balak. Mimana afar Yaakov. Who counted the dirt of Yaakov? Mizbar esroi v'yisroel. And counts the relationships of Yidden. Melamed, Chakodesh Baruch Hu Yishev, Mesayfer Es Vesayim So Yisrael. He counts Yidden's relationships. Masai Tava Tipa Shatzadik Noitzer Emeno. When will I get the drop of Zera that will create a tzaddik? Right. Meaning, obviously, if I understand this correctly, there are people that are given kayach. Everybody has bechira. Everybody born has choice. The question is, what are their choices, right? Some people can become Reb Chaim Kanievsky, or Rachman al-Lisan not become Reb Chaim Kanievsky. And some people, against whether they want to agree or not, probably can't become Reb Chaim Kanievsky. They weren't given the wherewithal to become Reb Chaim Kanievsky. So everybody has, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam looks for that tzipa that he's going to give the ability to become a tzaddik. And he looks for it, every counts the relationships that Yidden have, right? And looks for the one, this is going to make the tzaddik, for whatever reason he decides to make the tzaddik out of that person. That's what Bilam said from in his thing. Mispar Esrei v'Yisrael. Right. V'adover zeh nismas einish v'Bilam v'Rasha. Bilam lost vision in one eye because he said this. Amar Mishu tar, because Bilam said the Rebbeinu Shel Olam was tar. Mekdaich Mekadosh, and the shards of Tahir Mekdaichim, and his Malachim are Tahir Mekdaichim. Yatzit V'davar Zeh would look at relationships between a man and a woman. He spends his time looking at that not clean things. Therefore, Nismaseinai, he lost vision. Because that is to him that was unclean. From the perspective of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, this is Kedusha. This is Kedusha. And therefore, by him viewing it as unclean and questioning why the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is involved in the unclean, he lost his vision. That means you don't get things. You don't see things with clarity. The Sev Numagever,
what did Bill say that was wrong?
He said the Rebbeinu Shel Olam looks at these relationships between man and woman. Is that where he spends his time looking at? The Sev Numagever Summa Ayan. My question is what Sum means. Sometimes Sum can be open of eye, which means he only had one eye, and some means closed the eye, which means he lost vision in one eye. But the result is the same. He was blind in one eye.
Does Hashem actually do this? Was he
telling? I don't ask me what Hashem does. I only have the Gemara. Rebbeinu Shel Olam does not communicate with me in a straight basis. I don't know. Bilam said Rebbeinu Shel Olam counts the relationships with the man and woman. That means he knew that happens. He didn't make that up. He just questioned why the Rebbeinu Shel Olam would do that. And that was wrong, right? The Pitzadik says that he thinks this is the Gaish Hashkafa, many Gaish Hashkafa, in fact, the overwhelming Gaish Hashkafa, and unfortunately a lot of Yidden. They view Kedusha and physicality and spirituality as two different things. When you're spiritual, you're spiritual. When you're physical, you're physical. You eat because it tastes good and it's wonderful. And yet one has a relationship with his wife because it's enjoyable. They view their spirituality, you pray, and physicality. That's why some religions, quote-unquote, don't let priests have relationships with women. I say quote-unquote because it never happens, but that's besides the point, right? Why do they do that? Because you can't mix physical and spiritual. It's not true. Everything a Yid does, everything the Rebbeinu Shem created, is for Kedusha. Bilam didn't get that. That's what the Pre-Tzadik says. And therefore, he doesn't have clearer vision. So he lost vision in one eye. This is the Pre-Tzadik's chat, Rebbeinu's chat. I'm just quoting it. Yes, Dr.
I'm trying to remember. I forgot. Did Bilam lose his right eye or his left eye?
I don't remember. I don't know if I ever knew, in fact.
I know I've seen
it. Remember me. I should say, in my mother's womb, my mommy knew. But since then, I don't think I ever knew. What? Precious is for a person who hasn't reached the Madrega of Kedusha, because if he reached the Madrega of Kedusha, he uses it with Kedusha, and if it's not Kedusha, he's Pirish. Yeah, it's Moshe Rabbeinu. Because the Rebbeinu Shem appeared to him all the time. The others weren't Pirish. Right, that's what Miriam said. Are you bigger than Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov? They didn't leave their wives. And for that, she got punished, because she didn't realize that Moshe was on a different plane.
Killing babies.
I'm talking about apples and oranges. I don't know, but Miriam, who's killing babies?
Miriam said to
Aaron. No. Miriam said to Aaron, when she got to Ras, she said to Aaron, does Moshe think he's bigger than Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov? Right? And for that, she got mugged because she didn't understand that Moshe b'chol beis Nemenhu, right, he's in a different level of Nebuah than anybody else ever was. And therefore, he had no right to question that. That's, Chofetz Chaim has two pshat, means two chazalim, exactly what a Raveira was. But that's not the point here now. But everything physical is supposed to be used for Kedusha. We have mitzvahs to eat. And to eat becomes Kedusha. That we don't have a mitzvah to indulge, because indulging is not Kedusha. So that's precious, right? Precious from indulgence is Kedusha. But precious is a madrega before Kedusha. People that aren't holding by Kedusha have to do more precious, because they're not holding by sanctifying it. The goal is to sanctify it. Not to indulge, but to sanctify. I don't. Even though I explain the Tayamehas, then you probably don't even know what it is. The Tayamehas. You walk into these places, Rahman al-Islam, and they serve on air Friday afternoon. They serve more than you ever ate in your life. Right? Tayamehas. They're doing it with Kavod Shabbos. Yeah. I have trouble with that too. That goes together with the meat board.
Revengers the same.
It's ridiculous, but what can you do? You know, I'm not here to fix it. You know the world says, Yisrael Slanter said, they've seen him say it from one of their rabbis, and the literature say it from Yisrael Slanter. When I was young, I thought I'd fix the world. Then I decided I'd fix my city. Then I thought I'd fix my family. Now I'm trying to fix myself. I'm holding by the fourth Madrega. And I got a long way to go. Yes?
I would just note that it's a bit more complicated than what you're saying. I mean, Pre-Tzadik knows this stuff a lot better than I do. But in terms of physicality, the word Ra in the Sforim, Rei Shein, means physical and bounded. In fact, in some of the more religious Sforim, they will, at page, Rei Shein, they'll put Ayin Reish.
And so does every Sefer. Including the Mishnah Mechaber, it's Simon Ayin Reish instead of Simon Rei Shein. You don't have to be religious for that. I mean, Beis Yosef was religious.
There is an aspect physiologically or obvious, which is, if you will, distant from the brothers.
Okay,
as far as eating, it's a bit more complicated than that, because if you're eating food which is completely desiccated and tasteless, if I am correct, you don't.
Again, this is not the time for this discussion. I'm not arguing that. Okay. All I'm saying is the purpose of Kedusha is to bring everything up to serve the Rebbeinu Shlomo. Now, eating pig can never be used to serve the Rebbeinu Shlomo. Rebbeinu Shlomo said, eating pig will never serve me. However, eating beef can serve the Rebbeinu Shlomo. If you eat beef on Yom Tov, the same mitzvah, you've elevated the beef to a service of the Rebbeinu Shlomo. Eating pig can never be used to serve the Rebbeinu Shlomo. The way you serve the Rebbeinu Shlomo by pig is by not eating it. Right? That's how everything has a purpose in service of the Rebbeinu Shlomo. Used correctly, you're serving the Rebbeinu Shlomo. Used incorrectly, you're indulging, or even worse, because there's an aspect that it's not only not that's indulgence, it's even worse than that. Right? I'm not getting involved in that. All I'm saying is the Pitzadik, the Bilam relationships with a woman could not be, again, I'm quoting a Pitzadik, was not something that he viewed as an act of Kedusha. And therefore, he said, the Rabbi Shem wasted his time with that. And the truth is, it's an, like Adam Rishon Kaidem Achetz was undressed because there was no taiva that was in him. It was all was the same. Right, Rashi. Zog to Rashi, Rivi Yeseyem, Oynes Tashmisha. Who could you write? Zog to Gemara writer. V'haynu d'am Rabbi Yechanan. My dechsev. And this is going to be a little problematic from what we learn in the Chumash Rashi, for those who learn Chumash Rashi. V'yishkav ima b'laylahu. Says Yaakov lived with Leah that night. It was the night after the story of the Dudaim. She gave the Dudaim to Rachel to acquire the right of Yaakov for that night. And it says he lived with her that night. Melame, what's who? Could have said by Yishkimim Balila. What's who? Balila, what's that? What's Balila who? Who means him? What's him have to do with anything? What? Hahu. Who means he? By Yishkav, he lived with her. Balila, who? He lived with her that night, him. Melame, Chakadosh Baruch Hu Sayyid Ba'isam Aisa. Who means the Rebbeinu Shleilam wanted this one to happen? Shenemar, Yisachar Chamor Garam. Now, Pashup Shada means he's a broad-bowed donkey. Chamor Garam Lai, Yisachar. The donkey caused Yisachar to be born. How is that true? So Rashi will explain, or he doesn't explain. Yisach Rashi, who? Kutcha Barich Usaya, he helped her. So not the Chamor Rasha Yaakov, Le'ayoleya. He made the Chamor go towards the tent. The It belonged to a different woman. Now, here is the problem. Because Rashi and Chumash tells me the donkey went towards her tent. The Rabbi Nisim had the donkey take Yaakov to her tent, even though it wasn't her night. So, what did I just say when I started? I said, anybody learns? What did I say when I started this Gemara? Yeah. I said, you're going to have a problem with it. So the Mefarshim asked this question. And they say, this is what the Aruch Lanier says. Okay, I'm quoting now an Aruch Lanier. He says that what happened was, she went to Yaakov and said, "Kisachar says chaticha." So Yaakov said, I can't live with her. She's chatsufa. The Gemara says in the Dorim that a woman is not allowed to ask her husband to have a relationship. And here comes Yaakov to me and saying, it's mine tonight. So Yaakov wasn't going to live with her. That's B'nai Chatsufa. He's going to create a child from a woman that demanded, requested a relationship. Women are not supposed to openly request that relationship. So Yaakov wasn't going to go. So the Rabbeinu Shemar made the donkey go there. So Yaakov chapped that she wasn't Chatsufa. She just was hinting, and hinting is permissible. She said, I hired you. She didn't say, have a relationship with me. She hinted. He thought it was Chatsufa. The Rabbeinu Shleim made the donkey, I'm just quoting an Aruch Lanier. He made the donkey go there. So Yaakov Chab, why is the donkey heading there? Donkey never heads anywhere. So it is. It's a message from the Rabbeinu Shleim that she's right. That's what Wapsat is. And Al-Shuk says, Yitokhan. The Al-Shuk says, Yitokhan. It's possible. Okay? The Al-Shuk doesn't bring a proof, but it's the Al-Shuk. The Al-Shuk says, I'm going to read this the way he quotes it here, Tehoya Zeh Leil Shavuos. That this was the night of Shavuos. She'osed Leah's man Kabbalah Satayra. Lekach Nis'abra B'Yisachar Shai Gadol Satayra. The Al-Shuk says, Yitokhan. Now, the Al-Shuk did not make things up. Like, when he says he's talking possible, he doesn't say for sure. He said it's possible that this was on Shavuos night that this happened. And because Yisachar is the god of Batira, the Rebbeinu Shleim wanted him conceived on Shavuos night. And it was Shavuos night. Again, I'm quoting it Al-Shuk. Anybody has any questions on it, you can take it up with the Al-Shuk. Yes?
I've got an obvious question on it, and I guess I'll wait.
What?
Obvious question. It can't be Makabal Torah if you've recently had an ejaculation.
Very simple. You go to the mikveh the next morning and you can be Makabal Torah.
Talking about, yeah. And also, there is a specific pasuk, you can turn back to your tent
And the ten that's understood is that you were separated from your wife.
3 days. And the Gemara says, Abba became that the Gemara says that. The Gemara also says that Nitna Torah the Baalei Keren, that the Torah was given to people that were Baalei Keren, as long as they went to the mikvah. Gemara on Shabbos. You know, Chassid Shalom, I didn't mean people should go ask the questions. Also, there's a story with the Chassidic Rebbe. Somebody came to sign on him. The Rebbe Shalom said, this to me, this to me. The Rebbe Shalom said, so he asked that, you want to go talk to the Rebbe Shalom? You know, like, what do you want to, you want to have it out with him? You know, you can't do this in this world.
This is the problem with various Moses Torah, which talk about someone who says that he wants to know, you know, Shas entirely, which is we all shall. We're just not supposed to be in a hurry together.
Okay, my turn. Rabbi Yitzchak Amar Rabami. Isham is arrest, chila yaledes ocher. Okay, what that means exactly, we went through this already, but it means if she ovulates, it's not mashma that way, because we'll see soon it doesn't mashma that way. Some say it's some kind of liquid, lechus, I don't know what word, not liquid, like moisture that enters, exits, gets awoken during a relationship, that's called her matzriya. Again, I'm talking about without knowing what I'm talking about. I was just reading the Mefarshim here. They also struggle with this. I hate to say they struggle. I struggle with what they say. Yoledes Zachar. Ish matzriya tchila, yoledes nekeva. Shinemar. Ish akiz matzriya, then v'yolda zachar. If the woman was matzriya first, then it's a boy. Rashi? No Rashi. Tana Rabbana. Rishayna yamrim. Ish matzriya tchila, yoledes zachar. Ish matzriya tchila, yoledes nekeva. They said this is a fact. They didn't say their source. These are the sons of Leah and Dina his daughter. Now why is Dina his daughter and the sons are Leah's sons? Rashi. Scharim bin Akevis bin Eilei, and Akevis bin Scharim bin Abitai. Shemach Drusha, Ish Mazri, Tchila, Yeladis Nekeva. Because, why is that a fact? Because the Torah told me, Ish Mazri, Tchila, Yeladis Nekeva.
They didn't know the source?
They didn't tell us the source.
And so afterwards we figured out?
Not we figured out. We didn't know.
Yeah.
And then Reb Tzadik told us the secret. They knew before too, but nobody told it to us. They told us a fact. Right, so here is a big problem. Again, I will mention it. There is a machlokes medrashim about Dina. Right, Leah davened that Dina be a girl. Right. Now, what happened? That means pashtus. It's a machlokes medrashim. Some medrashim hold that Dina was in Rachel's womb. And Yosef was in Leah's womb. And when Leah davened, the Rebbeinu Shlom switched it. That's what some midrashim say. So Dina was created in Rachel's womb, and it was Ish Mazri Atchila. And Yosef was created in Leah's womb, where it was Ish Mazri Atchila. And the Rebbeinu Shlom switched them. That's fine. But the other Madri says that Dina was a boy, and the Rebbeinu Shlom turned her into a girl. Now, who was Mazri Atchila? We're saying Bezdina Bitai, right? Mashmahi was Mazri Atchila. But if you learn that she was a boy and that turned into a girl, then he wasn't Mazri Atchila. Right? So, this is the question they talk about it. Right? And they answer that Enochinam. Dina Taka was, she was Mazri Atchila. It was a boy. And then Nase happened to turn to a girl. But the pasuk is telling me that girls are the sons of their father. But Mike said she was a girl. So the Torah says, Vezina Bitai, because girls are the sons of their father. Not because she was. She happened to be the exception. I mean, the Torah taught it to us by using the one that wasn't the son of Mazri Atchila. That's the one who answers this. The Ein Eliyahu and other Achleis. Because this is a Machleikas Medrashim. The Targum Yonason says that they switch the babies one to the other. And the Medrash seems to say the other way, it's a machlokes exactly what happened. I will point out, I'm going out of my comfort zone, I'm really not comfortable here, that you notice Yosef and Dina have a lot of connection. Because Yosef ended up marrying Dina's child. Right. There is connection between Yosef and Dina, besides the fact that either they were switched according to one medrash. Yosef ended up marrying Dina's child. Yosef was buried in Shechem, where the whole story of Dina happened. So there is a connection between Yosef and Dina, but we'll leave it right there for those people who get off the ground. I'm still trying to keep my feet on the ground. That's a Gemara Vayitzer. Vayhi b'nei Ulam, anashim gibayri chayo. The children of Ulam, this is a pasuk in Divrei Hayamim. People that were strong, darche kashes, that could, how do you say darche? Step on the bow? No, before that. What?
Mighty warriors, bowmen.
Bowmen, okay. But archers, right? Well, Marbim Bonim Ubne Bonim and had a lot of children and grandchildren. But they, Marbim, they did a lot of children. Excuse me. Children come from the Rabbi Nishleilam. You can be Marbim Bonim. You can try to be Marbim Bonim, but you don't, there's no that you know, they were strong and they brought a lot of children. They were Marbim children. They could say they had children, but not that they were Marbim. When they had relationships with their wife, they controlled their desire to ejaculate till as long as they could. So the woman should be mazriya tchila, and then it'll be a boy. If they wouldn't have controlled it, then they would have been Mazriya Tchila, more chance, and it would have been a girl. Since they actively tried to have boys instead of girls, so the Torah gives them credit as if they got themselves boys.
That's a vira?
No. So I'll get that in a second. We'll get there in a second. They talk about it here. Rashi, let me just finish the piece of Gemara. Yecholi lasas kol balai scharim. I can make my children all male. So Krashi, Shemashin Atzim Melazriya Yecholni, Sheyish Atzim Melazriya. So is that the right thing to do or not? So the Mefarshim say, this is the Mefarshim who says this, right? The Ravid, the Rishon. The Ravid in the Bali Nefer says that, it says in the Gemara in the Darim that Rabbi Eliezer was, the Gemara says Rabbi Eliezer, he was had beautiful children, Gemara says, because he went through Tashmish very quickly. Kamisha Kafir Shade. He did it as if he was forced. And the Gemara says he was rewarded for that. In fact, the Rabbi, this Gemara seems to say, a person should take time. Adarabba, not to hurry. So the Rabbi answers, this is the Rabbi, he's a Rishon. It has to do with Kavadas Halev. I'll read what he says. Mishia Deish Yachol, so the Kavadas may be entire Makshava Acheres. He can keep focused without his mind wandering to other things. U'masha atzmei rak l'shei mitzvah, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him bottom scharim. And somebody who's afraid that he might wander and think about things he shouldn't be thinking about, he should do it as fast as he can. That's the right bit. So the answer to is it right or wrong would depend on the individual person at the individual time.
Wife, first.
I'm just telling you, Ravid, you want to write your own chat, you know, here's a pen. You know, I always offer people a pen when they have their own chat. You can write it down in a notebook, you can write it down on the paper, whatever you want. But I'm just telling you what a Ravid says. You know, what you do with it is your business. We don't know what Isha Mazriya is. Some say it's ovulate. But this is a little difficult here. He's going to wait an extra 5 minutes or 2 minutes or 4 minutes or 8 minutes, and then she's going to ovulate those 8 minutes? That's very hard. That's the hard part of understanding that. Other Mepharshim say there's a certain kind of moisture that's triggered by Tashmish. And that's it. Again, I said I don't know what I'm talking about. I mentioned this, and I don't know any more than I knew 3 minutes ago. I don't know any more than I knew 3 minutes ago or 4 minutes ago. Somebody who wants to have boys, the chances are better if he lives with his wife twice. That way, she's Mazri, even if she's Mazri later, after him. He goes a second time, maybe that will be cause the conception, and for that she was Mazriya Tchila.
The first time she was Mazriya, and now the second one's coming to death.
Right, that means she was Mazriya, but he didn't conceive. And because if I understand correctly, conception can take, doesn't happen immediately, it can happen over 72 hours. Rashi Yibo Vishnu Shimitai Taivas Bila Rishaina, because she desires the first one, Taim Azaraz. Nihi Nami the Tazriya Achrov, even though she's after him, Tagdim Azaraz and Bila Shnia. It'll go before the second Bila. Zazigamai Vaiter, Amara Mitzvah, Amara Vami. Ein Ishim Sabaris al Samach Levesta. A woman's time, prime time to get pregnant, is before her period. Right before her period. With sin, I was formed. Now, David HaMelech is saying, I was formed when it was close to the time of sin, close to when my mother would get her period, and that's when I was formed. That's how we're touching it now. Rabbi Yechonon Amar, in sin, I was formed. Again, so I just explained it. That close to the time that it would have been a sin, which means right before her nidus, that's when I was formed. That's what, listen, I only can translate what it says. And Rabbi Yechonon Amar Samach L'Tfila. No, it's after she becomes clean, meaning the best time to get a woman pregnant is right after her period, right around the time right after her period, which is the way we say the Matthias is today. Shenemar v'cheit, and in cleanliness, that same pasuk, v'cheit, the lesson of cleanliness, cheit can mean sin, cheit can mean clean. Right? Yechmasni imi, my mother, how does he say yechmasni? Warmed me? What? Conceived me. Fine. My mashma, the cheit, lishna d'tchuyehu, where do we find the cheit is considered clean? He cleans the house. You cleaned me with an Ezav after and I became clean. Rashi, Dr. Rashi, Ba'avain, Aidein Dam Nida, Shu Simon Lihiroyan, to the Kaimelon, Kalisha Shadamea Marubim, Menea Marubim. A woman who has a lot of periods, has a lot of blood in her period, has a better sense of conception. Meaning, it shows that our system is working well. It could be a sin because it's close to the time of nidus. He was conceived right before it would have been a sin. According to this chat, how is this chat learned? I was after nidus. It was the period that causes me to be born. Because after a period is when a woman ovulates. So the period brings along the after ovulation. And after my mother got clean, yechmasni, she conceived me. Two pshatim. One pshat says, I was conceived right before it was a sin. And one pshat says, I was conceived after the time of sin. When my mother got clean from the sin, from when it would have been a sin, that's when I got conceived. Tup shot them and hamba
ovulation is not right before the period or right after the period.
Again, I'm just reading a Gemara. I don't know. Today we say that ovulation is shortly after the period. Right? That's a fact. Women that don't get clean till later have a troubled time to getting pregnant. Because they ovulate before she becomes mutter, right? Prime time, again, I don't know prime time, I'm not a doctor, is anywhere, I assume, between days 8, 9, 10.
Right, so right in the year, the first, third, second, third, fourth, in the United
States. It's right after the period.
Over a week after.
Not a second. Period means she becomes clean, at least 7 days, right? And she has to keep 7 days. She's not clean for our purposes, so after 7 days. So you're right. It's still a few days after the 7 days.